President Pascual, our guest from the Diplomatic Corps, ladies and gentlemen, magandang umaga po sa inyong lahat. 150 years later, is there anything left to say about the life and legacy of Dr. Jose Rizal? This international gathering of esteemed and emerging scholars proves that our national hero has given us enough material to keep us company as we live or share the continuing narrative that is the Filipino nation. Time may increase Rizal's remoteness from us, but it does nothing to reduce his relevance, not when scathing commentaries against corrupt public officials and oppressive religious authorities continue to be in direct conversation with the latest headlines, and not when his call to action, quote, to redeem our mother from her captivity, our mother is pwned, we must redeem her before we forget, unquote, remains a pressing responsibility. Rizal himself inspires in the face of discouraging current conditions that make his social commentary from over a century ago relevant and applicable. As a scientist, I am particularly drawn to his time of exile in Dapitan, Zamboanga del Norte, from July 1892 to July 1896, in which he turned what could have been intense isolation into a particularly productive period in his already productive life. An ardent intellectual, Rizal eluded those out to suppress him through his insatiable curiosity and diligent attention to his research interests. Clearly, his mind could not be sent into exile. He was also no cloistered academic, and he converted his research and thought into tangible forms that could address the agricultural, educational, and health and sanitation needs of the Dapitan community. A recently released statement of the environmental network Eco Waste Coalition pays tribute to the national hero as an environmentalist, a term unheard of during Rizal's time, citing projects executed in Dapitan, such as the aqueduct that Rizal engineered from a mountain stream that gave people of Dapitan access to clean water, the draining of swamps to control the breeding of malaria mosquitoes, the provision of street lighting system using coconut oil lamps, and the beautification of the town plaza. Unquote. The historian Ambeth Ocampo speaks of Rizal, the cartographer, anthropologist, constructing a relief map of Mindanao and venturing into archaeological digging in Dapitan. Rizal, the occasional dentist, requesting that tools to extract molars be sent to him by his family. And Rizal, the naturalist, with his inventory of shells, notes on snakes, and sketches of various species of fish. His writings do not exclusively bear the imprint of his name. The winged lizard, Draco Rizali, a beetle, Apogonia Rizali Heller, and a frog, Racophorus Rizali, are named after him. On top of all this, Rizal, the medical doctor, practiced his profession in Dapitan. The list of his activities in the service of this community, like the list of his contributions to the country as a whole, is endless, emphasizing not only the undeniable greatness of the man, but also his enduring mythical status, the Filipino's idea of a superhero. Rizal, the environmentalist, is only the most recent of the many roles this man from the past had the presence of mind to embody. How we read ourselves is inscribed in how we read Rizal's actions as foresight in light of contemporary dilemmas. Rizal came to be our hero because he dreamed big for the country and did what he believed he could and should do to achieve those aspirations. Today, 150 years later, Rizal has become our dream, an idealized Filipino against whom we measure what we believe we could and should be as a nation. What this implies will be among the many subjects regarding Rizal up for discussion in this conference. This occasion gathers scholars of different disciplines and the multiple perspectives promise to inspire lively debate and thought-provoking conclusions. I look forward to the knowledge this conference is bound to generate, and I extend my congratulations in advance to all the scholars for taking part in this endeavor to rediscover and rethink Rizal. Welcome to the University of the Philippines, Diliman. Let the intellectual exchange begin. Mabuhay po tayong lahat.